After the chaos of the cockpit, the quiet of the fall seemed oddly incongruous. Erin heard only the rush of the wind, the steady thump of her heartbeat in her ears. Zirid's fear was a tangible thing to her, and it fell with them. She felt free, exhilarated, and the feeling surprised her. To the east, Coruscant's surface curved away from them, and the morning sun crept over the horizon line, bathing the planet in gold. The sight took her breath away. She shook Zirid's arm and nodded at the rising sun. He did not respond. His eyes stared straight down, iron to the magnet of the planet's surface. Erin allowed herself to enjoy the view for a few seconds before trying to save their lives. The drag increased as the thin air of the upper atmosphere gave way to the thicker, breathable air of the lower. Below them, Coruscant transformed from a brown and black ball, crisscrossed with seemingly random whorls of light, to a distinguishable geometry of well-lit cities, roads, skyways, quadrants, and blocks. She could make out tiny black forms moving against the urbanscape, the ants of air cars, speeders, and swoops, but far fewer than ordinary. Plumes of smoke traced twisting black lines into the air. Large areas of Galactic City lay in ruins, dark lesions on the skin of the planet. The Empire must have killed tens of thousands, more perhaps. The wind changed pitch, whistled past her ears. She fancied she heard whispers in it, the soul of the planet sharing its pain. Her clothing flapped audibly behind her. Below, she could distinguish more and more details of Coruscant's upper levels, the lines of skyscrapers, the geometry of plazas and parks, the orderly straight lines of roads. She let herself feel the descent and use the feeling to fall into the Force. Nestled in its power, she marshaled her strength. She pulled Zirid toward her. Unresisting, he felt as limp as a rag doll in her hands. She drew him to her, under her, wrapped her arms and legs around him.
"Ready yourself!"
she shouted in his ear.
"Not if you understand."
His head bobbed once, tense and rapid. The buildings below grew larger, more defined. They descended toward a large plaza, a flat trapezoid of duracrete with stratoscrapers anchoring each of its corners.
"I will slow us," she shouted. "But we will still hit with some force. I will release you before we hit. Try to roll with the impact."
He nodded again. She lowered her head, angled her body, and tried to use the wind resistance to create some slight motion forward rather than entirely downward. The ground rushed up to meet them. They passed through the ring of skyrises, plummeting past the roofs, windows, balconies. Given the hour, she doubted anyone saw their descent. She reached out with the Force, channeled power into a wide column beneath them. She conceptualized the power as somewhat similar to what she would use when augmenting a leap, except that instead of a sudden rush of power to drive her upward, she instead used the power in a gentler, passive fashion. She imagined it as a balloon, soft and yielding at first, but providing ever-increasing resistance as they fell farther into it.